Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight we got an extra special show for you. We got my man, Peter Robbins, ufologist. Ufologist extraordinaire. We're going to get with him here in a minute. And if you want to say something to him, you can give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call numbers to talk to Mr. Robbins, or if you want to talk to me, there's something going on in your life you want to talk about, or there's something going on in life that you want to talk about. Break me off a call, 646-929-2037. And, of course, if you're too shy, and we know some of y'all are shy, and you don't want to call, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. And I will answer your email. Once again, dick@smoothdrama.com. I will answer your email, even if I think they're stupid, which I, of course, don't think they'll be stupid. But just in case it is, I will answer it, and we'll talk about it anyway. And also, so you can know what's going on with us here at Smooth Drama, keep up with us. So you can, as I say every week, stalk me, and I can stalk you. Text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, so that we can get our stalker on, text the word Smooth Drama to 41411. And, of course, we'll holler at each other, catch up, see what's happening. Speaking of what's happening, first, I want to congratulate the U.S. men's basketball team for bringing home the gold, winning the basketball championship this weekend. I know probably me and 12 other people watched the game on ESPN, but it was nice. Now, everybody's talking about LeBron James and Kobe Bryant as the best players in the league. But I'm keep saying it. At Kevin Durant, he might weigh like 208 pounds, 6'11", 208, but that's a badass 208 pounds. I tell y'all, y'all need to be looking out for him. I know he ain't in Chicago, he ain't in New York, he ain't in whatever else big city y'all say people supposed to watch. But he's in Oklahoma City. He is nice. Nice. Remember that. Remember, I said it here first. Kevin Durant, all these other dudes y'all talking, I don't know. And speaking of talking, why did anybody know, well, some of y'all know about the trap members in Chile that trapped in the mines? Well, they said that they're going to give them permission to smoke. They giving them cigarettes. Now, these dudes been trapped down there for a while. They were found that they were alive in late August. And I guess after almost a month or so, these cats are dying for cigarettes, they said. So they've been giving them nicotine patches and gum through a supply tube. Now they're going to send them cigarettes occasionally. Yeah, now they say they're going to give them a limited amount of cigarettes, but you know, this is what I talk about when I say people are not that smart and not understanding situations. Why? I know it's an addiction, but if air is at a premium, ain't really a lot, why would you want to smoke and mess up the good air that you got? Just a thought. I know it may sound crazy to some, but I would stay away from the cigarettes. And the funny thing is, the people who are giving them cigarettes refuse to give them alcohol. Now, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. You won't give them alcohol, but you'll give them cigarettes. Really? Woo! I wonder sometimes. I wonder. Yeah, let's hope the people in Chile can survive. Well, the people down there in the mine, they survive. So them and their families can be reunited. I don't mean to make light of it, but cigarettes, not smart. But speaking on smart, I'm reading this story about this sperm website where Ricky Gage and Nigel Woodford allegedly operated Fertility First, which made sperm available from anonymous donors without a license. I guess it was like that movie, She Hate Me. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a Spike Lee movie where he was offered $10,000 for his sperm because he was smart, he was successful, and he was in great shape. So he was impregnating lesbians for like $10,000 a pop. They're not necessarily doing the impregnating themselves, but they were hooking up with guys, hooking up the guys with the anonymous sperm, the females who wanted to be fertilized, and they were paying the money. These fools made they made 250,000 pounds, which in American money, that's British money, in American money, it comes out to $358,000 in change. Selling sperm. I'm like, I'm in the wrong line of business. I've been giving my sperm away for free. And I could have been making money all this while. I mean, I'm thinking about it. These women were paying all this money. They were paying reportedly $150. Well, not $150, £150, so they can get their sperm. Like, wow, that's interesting, to say the least. Black Steel, what's happening?
What's up, Dick Hugger?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, you know what? I'm making it. You know, I had a rough day, you know, a long day. You know, up early, go to bed late. But you know what? I'm living, I'm healthy, and I'm blessed.
All right, I feel you there. Well, I'm glad you're blessed. I was just talking about these guys in Britain. They were selling anonymous sperm, and they made over $358,000 selling sperm. They got busted because, I guess, according to some law, 2007, you can't. Sell sperm.
Yeah.
Without a license.
So basically, you donate it.
Yeah. it's kind of funny. I mean, you have to tell these women in Britain they could have got some sperm for free right here in America.
Yeah, they could have.
there's a lot of guys trying to donate sperm.
hey, and be off the hook at the same time.
Right, exactly. I like that. That's coming to America a whole different movie.
No doubt.
That's a whole different movie.
But yeah, exactly. But you know how over in London and overseas, you know, things click a little bit different.
Yeah, so. I'm just, you know, I didn't know that it was a, I guess it's a law that you can't do that. I thought it was weird that you can't. Not weird, but the fact that you can't, my sperm, I couldn't sell it. It's against the law to sell my sperm without a license, even though it's my sperm.
Well, you know what? You just have to make that sacrifice and go down and get a license so you can sell, or so we can sell our sperm.
Yeah, hey, if them dudes can make 250,000 pounds, which equates to 358,000, I'm saying, man, you know, we need to go it on and get our lives and make it happen.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you know how sometimes they always have a little loophole or something like that. You know, you could sell it from here on the internet or something like that. You know, there's always a loophole.
Yeah, we just need to find a scientist, homie, and just set it up where we can just freeze our sperm. So come in smooth sperm.
Yeah. And just sit back and reap the benefits.
Yeah. Now, I want to, real quick, you know, we did that whole 9/11 thing this weekend. You know, everybody was extra patriotic, and, you know, we've been having the whole 9/11 in... try to remember, and, you know, everybody saluting firemen hats and mm-hmm. all this other stuff. And then come this week, our government is selling, well, they notified Congress, $60 billion worth of arms goes to Saudi Arabia. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the people that blew up, the World Trade Centers ran into it, they were all from Saudi Arabia. If I'm not mistaken, they weren't from Iraq. They weren't from Afghanistan. They were all from Saudi Arabia. But we're going to sell them some $60 billion worth of arms. I thought that was deep.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, may not realize that the Bush family, the relationship they have with Saudi Arabia. You know, I found that information out a couple years ago when Bush was president, you know, but it started with, you know, I guess Daddy Bush, you know, and it filtered down through the family. But they, you know, they have like a 50, 60-year, you know, long-standing relationship with Saudi Arabia, and this is the Bush family. And,
right.
You know, so somewhere along the line, the Bush family has their hand in this, you know, in that. So, you know, they're making money, and, you know, they're just going to, as long as they can make the money, they're going to steer the United States in any direction that they think they can go to get that money. So,
well, it was interesting that we're selling $60 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia. And also the fact that right after 9/11 happened, we flew the bin Ladens out of the country.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's sort of that thing that when they say that when the wife gets killed, the first person they look at is the husband. If that happened, you would actually look at the Bin Laden, like, okay, your son did this. Can we question y'all? Just, I don't know. Just a thought of mine.
But you know how them deals go. It's kind of like if anything happens, we're not responsible. You know, it's kind of like, you know, there's always that little agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the dude that snitches, you know, he don't get in trouble. So,
right. Yeah. Well, on that note, we gonna move past that. We gonna get some peace, because actually we got my main man, Peter Robbins, is back. So we gonna take a station identification break, and we gonna get him on the phone, and we gonna talk UFOs.
Cool.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Together you got to move.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. I got my main man, Black Seal, on the line with me, and we're about to get our esteemed guest, Mr. Peter Robbins, on the phone here, and we're going to talk some UFOs.
Maybe he took a bath.
This is Alan Robbins. Wait to leave you a message after the tone.
Okay. That was not the answer I was trying to get. Let us call Mr. Robbins one more time. All quiet on the western front here.
For instance.
This is Alan Robbins.
Okay. All right. Mr. Robbins is not answering at the moment, so we should press on here.
The show must go on.
Show must go on. Now, getting back to what we were talking about here. Now, we talked about the UFOs. Well, not UFOs. The Saudis. I got UFOs on my mind. The double standard on this, I mean, remember we were talking about last week when we talked about Ben Roethlisberger and how he got his time reduced, but Michael Vick, who didn't even kill any dogs, his homies killed the dogs, he got a whole year. Another thing that didn't make sense. Now, I don't know if you heard about the Jets. The New York Jets, the reporter who alleges that she was harassed in the locker room. I don't know if you've heard that one yet.
Yeah, I've heard it. I read the article. You know, I've seen the news reports. Go ahead. I'll chime in.
My thoughts on this is, now, we have a woman in a male locker room. Now, and I understand that, you know, women saying that, hey, equal rights, we should have the right to be in that locker room. And you know me, I'm for it. It's like I'm for women being able to take their shirt off in public. I'm for women to be in the locker room, in the men's locker room. But that being said, you know, she can't be in there like she was talking about, yeah, the guys, they're kind of looking at me. I'm in there waiting to do an interview, and I can't look anywhere. Well, hey, you're in the locker room with a bunch of naked, half-naked guys. You kind of got to expect that, you know, it's going to be swinging dicks in the air, for lack of a better word. That's just what's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, go a little bit further, you know, she said, I actually saw the, you know, they showed a clip of the interview on TV, and I actually saw what she was wearing. Did you see? You know, she had on that tank top, you know, tight tank top, and she had on some tight, you know, some jeans, but they were kind of tight, you know.
Right.
If you're going to be in there as a reporter, you need to go in there not, you know, trying to look cute for these guys, because that's, you know, that's probably the impression that some of them may have gotten, that, you know, she's, you know, she figured, oh, I'm going to be around these football players, you know, I need to go look cute. There's a difference between looking cute and looking professional.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you can be professional and cute, but, you know, you go in there, and like you said, she goes in there in the tight gear, and, you know, you're revealing, and I saw a picture of her, you know, some would say that she's attractive. So as an attractive woman going into a place where it's just all guys, and, you know, they a lot of single guys, and they naked, they looking at you like, what's up? As somebody that's in the media, if I'm covering the WNBA, I'm kind of going to expect that there's going to be some naked, half-naked females around. You kind of got to expect that. And maybe one of them might try to holler at me. It's going to happen. I think that, you know, she's being silly to think that nobody would try to holler at her.
Exactly.
That for me is hilarious right there.
Exactly. And, you know, and now, it's, you know, it's a big controversy. The NFL is going to investigate, you know, and then you're going to have all these independent agencies coming out to investigate. And so now that's going to open up a whole other situation about, are we going to allow these women into the locker room? You know, and at what point, you know, should they be restricted coming into the locker room? You know, guys are going to be guys. You know, when you're around guys all the time, you know, through training camp, you know, through the whole season, you know, they have to form this bond, you know, and they have this bond, and, you know, there's things in the locker room that are going to be said. You know, there's things that were said before the women came, and there's still going to be things that said after the women leave.
Right.
You know, that's just the nature of it, you know, and then she's, oh, you know, I can't listen, you know, I can't look around, you know, things are being said. What do you expect? You know, they were saying these things, you know, before you got there, and they're going to be saying them after you leave.
Right, exactly. Yeah, definitely going to be. But, I mean, that would be the point. That's the whole point. Oh, man, you got to expect it. And now, I wonder, is she doing this, and I hate to say it, is she doing this because it'll further her career? You know, I hope not. You know, I mean, because this isn't something that could really further your career. It's more, I mean, you get into the spotlight, but really, what does it do for you? I don't get why she would do it. You know?
Exactly. Like, yeah, we, you know, but I guess in and you know. Like I said, I read an article today about other things that had happened. She's the female reporter that proposed to Tom Brady at the Super Bowl 2 years ago when the New England Patriots, there was a whole little situation where she did an interview and, you know, she came out and proposed to him. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't, it was a stunt. or what? You know what's going? What's up with that?
Yeah, that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. But hey, it happens.
Exactly,
it happens. Now, talking about something that happens. Now, you know how we talk about how we take sports a little too seriously, especially youth sports. I know you've been to a Pop Warner game or two. It's kind of disgusting for me. I kind of hate live games, like youth sports. I mean, I already hate the live pro games because the drunk people that go to these games and the stupid shit that they say. Now, the Pop Warner game and his little kids, you know, the people that are out there, kill him, break his leg, and shit like that. I'm not feeling that. And I look at these parents and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Now I'm reading a story out of my favorite place, Florida. You know, you can always find some good shit in Florida.
Yeah.
It's like, it's coming out of Florida like a fucking volcano erupting. As a man who was arrested over the weekend in the suspicion of using a BB gun to force a boy to run sprints in football gear after the boy failed to play in the game earlier in the day.
Hey, number one, like you said, it's Florida. I really don't know what to say.
Is something in the water there? Man, somebody tell me, is there something in the water where people just got to do stupid shit in Florida? Specifically.
Hey, it's either in the water or in the air.
Yeah, and I know the homies in Florida, like Preacher and all them, be like, nah, man, you give Florida a bad name, but I'm not. I tried not to look at shit that happens in Florida, but it's always something extra special there. Every time. When the guy was killing the cats, he was a serial killer, he killed like 35 cats. That shit only happens in Florida. You know, the people who buy King Cobras and whatchamacallem, and pythons, and let them loose in the swamps there, and think that shit is cool. I wonder about them. And that's the shit that goes on there, which is funny to me.
Hey, that's why they're there. Better there than better, you know, than here. You know?
that's true.
Hey, we got enough wacky people out here, you know, here in California, so... You know, hey, send all them loonies out there. Just, hey, stack them up.
That way
we ain't got to deal with them.
Yeah, I know, huh?
<Hey, yeah.
laughs> I'm just always amazed when I read stories like that. I wonder what people are thinking.
Yep.
I've always wondered that. You know, just why?
Yeah, how did you grow up? You know, what school did you go to? You know, I know they can't teach a class of common sense. That's just something, you know, that you should have. Everybody should have common sense, but a lot of people out there don't use the common sense they have.
Well, as you know, common sense is missing nowadays. A lot of people just do... And people think that the internet makes people smarter. You know, they're like, oh, well, we get everybody a computer and they'll have the internet. You're still stupid. Whether you're in real life or you're in the virtual life or you're on the internet, stupid is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't matter. What your technology is the person that's using it. On that note, we going to go now into our to a song of mine by my boys HISD, Rockin', also known as Space Up. Maybe we just need to go to outer space.
Hey, slow down on this moonwalk, buddy.
Like baked Doc Rotten, see face on flyers like dates, trying to exhale, but they still waiting. Weight was up, spaced up, changed my eating habits. We exercise daily, more brain for your cabbage. My mind stays free, it's Scotty P90, X to the next, like I put shit behind me. My own horn too, we in line with flute, the boot bass kick, Bobby Hump to the loop. Ear ring like who? This be the flame. We the taste of Texas, expensive for your plate. New water on the rocks, it's tasting so great. Seen green, not cheap, we drive by you skate. Q reflect Lando, fit Marlon Brando. Godfather with a mic, like how I handle. Man,
face up, moon water, gulp, gone off the throne in the hydrocarbon zone. Gliding on Drexler, 22 styrofoam. Welcome to the H's, and Mr. Poindexter. Sitting on, sipping on, ripping on hair. Wood, that's mahogany. Sipping to the black embassy, where's equality? Follow me, feeling like a pilgrim in a colony. Boardwalk, board talk, building up the property. Building up monopoly, homestead raised me. Now I'm savvy franchise, but they can't trade me. Student wood made me, old color pie up from slavery. Book of Talaferro, pop Dixie, baby. Sold in the ocean and we rockin', knockin'. Pictures off the wall, painting pictures in the hall, y'all. Images fall, dawg. Space up. Got P rockin', Sam V rockin', Equality rockin'. I'm feeling good. Rockin', King Midas rockin', Soul One rockin', you feelin' good, Flash D rockin', E-Class rockin', FD rockin', we feelin' good. I rock to the rhythm of the funky beat, skunks and heat climbs, double filled on the one, are you smellin' where I'm coming from? Pots cookin', stove top, look out for the cops, got bacon, so the hot spoon's cold vein. Cannibal locks, the right side of bad brains. Yep, that's how we rock. Hard enough to make the fiends fiend right on the spot. Right off the block that auctioned off Greg, Granny, and Daddy. Play to a rhythm that beat niggas and caddy. Black trunks, poopy bills, candy painted mice. So Van Gogh, sitting here watching me rock. Well, Norman Lear. Good times, we in no fear. Looky here, I hear. It's our year. Go figure that. Compress up since the words to convict your rap. Blow steady, you're the one. Pursue bring the synergy. Magnetic embedded for score. Implode melodies. Explode energies. I see IV. He running F. MC laced up, faced up. Gone off the moon. Water slurring these words. But I still slaughter on staff. Filling these gaps when the mic's passed. Touched out. Mothership straight up. Drift out. We out. Bunny rockin', Hardwick rockin', I'm feeling good. The KO rockin', New York rockin', Cosmos rockin', I'm feeling good. C-Rose rockin', King Cars rockin', Concise Kill rockin', I'm feeling good. Radio Galaxy rockin', Bun B rockin',
Smoke still rockin'. Hey, space up.
Together you got Drummer.
Smooth Drummer. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Dick Hugger, with my main man, guest commentating, well, not guest commentating, just commentating, Black Steel. That was HISD, rocking, also known as Space Up. Now.
Yo, I like that song, man. That song is nice.
Yeah, that's kind of why I played it, because it's kind of nice. You know?
Exactly.
I only like nice shit. I hate whack shit.
I heard that. Hey, believe me, I know. And well, I'm on that same level with you.
Yeah, speaking of whack shit, did you hear the little controversy that people was having over Will I Am in all black? You know, he had on the black clothes and he painted himself black and people were talking about, oh, he was in blackface.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I'm like, ain't he black already?
Yeah. Hey, me, he looked like an Oompa Loompa off of, you know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's basically what he looked like to me. Hey, he was making himself look bad. He ain't make me look bad because I'm who I am.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it, and I'm like, well, he looked like it was like special effects on TV.
Exactly.
You know. That was it. I didn't get it, the whole blackface, because I thought the blackface was just because it was back in the days, white folks doing it and painting themselves black and acting crazy, eating watermelon and chicken, but that wasn't quite that connotation.
And who's the one, you know, making uproar? Who, you know, who's the one that's saying, you know, what group is saying, oh, I was offensive and stuff like that?
Yeah, you want to be offended by something, be offended by the education system and the healthcare system, shit that matters. Will I Am, I know some people think that he makes great music or whatnot, but it's not really important. He's not setting black folks back, because I wouldn't have never known about it till y'all said it. Then I saw it and I'm like, yeah, okay.
We got other problems in this country, so let's move on.
We got real problems. Real problems. We talk about rights and whatnot. You know, I'm big on the whole rights deal. Like, I was reading there's a lawsuit where this family, the doctors performed in, I'm getting tired of saying it, in Florida. They performed circumcision on the child, and the family didn't want it. I guess it's their tradition in their family. They don't get circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctors circumcised the child. And they were upset, so they're suing the family. It's the Mario family who are suing this South Miami hospital. And for me, I know that, at least I don't think right now, that it's mandatory that they circumcise you. I think it is a choice, I think. I mean, you never know. Nowadays, everything's a lot. We can't sell our sperm, but at least we can keep all of our penis, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. So,
you know, I don't know. I mean, is it something like you want, because you're mad, you want to take all those extra inches we have, so it don't look that good in porn? I don't know. I'm not going to go there. I just thought I'd bring it up. It was kind of funny. I read it. It was sad, too. I mean, because we're talking about a family that, if I'm not mistaken, circumcision is a, it's a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not for that ritual, you should be able to hold on to that extra meat. You know, hopefully the child's not traumatized because he lost a couple inches or so.
My thing is, though, as parents, aren't you required to sign some sort of document or, you know, give permission?
Well, they said...
Well,
that was the thing. They said that they didn't sign the document. They didn't give permission, but it was cut anyway.
It was done anyway. Okay.
Yeah. So that was it on that. Now, my next issue is a serious issue. There's a transgender candidate who's running for Senate. Now, the question is, I mean, and we know how people feel about this. I mean, because you say transgender, folks are like, are they gay? What are they? And it's just automatic. When you say transgender, people are like, nah, I ain't voting for it. And there was a little controversy in Oklahoma City because a Sally Kern and Brittany Novotny are running for this seat in Oklahoma, District 84. Now, Novotny is an openly transgender candidate. And so it comes out that they called someone from Sally Kern's supporters called Novotny, because I won't say Mr. or Mrs. because I don't know what they want to be called. So we'll just leave that shit out there. They called them a confused it. Now, I'm like, well, I guess it doesn't matter whether they're transgender, male, female, gay, bisexual, I don't know. Can they do the job?
Yeah, exactly. That's what that's what it's all about.
Well, I mean, we know that it's not. And I'd be curious to see what people thought about if a candidate in their state, city, district was openly transgender. Now, I mean, we had my homies down in Australia, the Australian Sex Party. You know, they came on here, they had the Australian Sex Party, and they promote sex and open sex talk and just the dialogue, but they have a real platform.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know Brittany Novotny's platform issues, whatnot, but somehow I'm thinking that it doesn't really matter. They're not going to get to talk about what they represent because of technically what they represent.
Yeah, exactly, and that would be, like, the focal point of everything. Like, why would you stand on this platform, look at your situation, you're confused, you can't run this because of, you don't know, who you are, things like that. So that, it's a lot of times it's fear, it's unknown, it's just the human nature in people.
I know it's way past unknown. I would pay money to be a part of that that debate, because I'm sure it could, just to be in the crowd, because the crowd would be off the chain during that debate.
Exactly, especially when it's, when they open up the floor for question and answers, so it's like...
Man, they probably had to kick the whole damn group out, because, they're in Oklahoma. I don't know if you've ever been to Oklahoma. It's kind of tight there.
Kind of tight. Man, I was born in Oklahoma, but never really, per se, can I actually say I live there. You know, being born somewhere, living somewhere else is different, but I've never been there. However, I was born there, but I don't feel that I have a connection with Oklahoma.
Well, if it means anything to you, man, I don't feel like I have a connection to Oklahoma either.
hey, that will make me feel better.
But at least if you wanted to go to Oklahoma, they would allow you there a little bit better than Washington. I read this Washington, D.C., and I couldn't believe this shit. It was some of the most amazing shit that I've ever heard. There's a device that's aimed at anti-loitering, where it makes a loud mosquito sound. And I guess it's in metro areas. In the metro areas, I don't know how far it's gone, but it's a device called the Mosquito, and it makes a high-pitched noise so that young loiterers won't stop there. I was like, wow, really?
Like in the neighborhood?
Well, I guess they don't want people to stop there.
Oh, in D.C.?
Certain people. Yeah, they don't want them to hang out there.
Oh, okay, I got
so,
you.
So I guess if they're hanging out there congregating, that noise comes on and it's so annoying, you're like, okay, I got to get the hell out of here. Which actually brings up an interesting point. Because I've noticed that kids hang out in the funniest places nowadays. You know, you drive by different parks and nobody's there, right?
Yeah.
You know, park is empty, gym is empty, but I saw some shit. It's a bunch of kids hanging out in front of Target by the bike rack, just chilling. I'm sitting up there like, well, Target the spot? I mean, it's sort of like when I was in Modesto and, you know, everybody was hanging out at Walmart. I'm like, why is everybody hanging out at Walmart? I don't get it.
Maybe that's like, you know, that's like the new community center, the new, you know.
In front of Target?
Hey, all your friends can see you there. Everybody goes to Target. Everybody's going to drive by, so you might as well be where everybody's going to be at.
Well, I don't think that the people that were hanging out there got cars.
Yeah, well, they, you know, they may ride by with their parents, or they might be on the bus, or, you know. I don't know, because I don't hang out. We never hung out in front of Target. So.
Yeah, I don't understand hanging out at the, you know, any store. If I'm not buying nothing, I don't really want to be there.
Exactly.
I don't get it. I get the food court in part of the mall. I got that. You know, kids hang out there, and I guess it's all good. But Target...
Yeah, I don't get that one. Unless they all work there or have friends that work there and they're waiting for their friends, I don't know.
Yeah, that's really kind of ridiculous. You know, I'm scared for kids nowadays. I am really, really scared. Of kids. Well, I'm actually scared of some of my bloggers too. I had a blogger. I gotta say this, because this was one of the craziest posts that I've ever seen in my life. A Miss Volvita Labiqua McGuina posted, I want to pierce my clitoris at Walmart. Okay.
What kind of comment should we make with that one?
There's not too much you can say to follow that one. That's top five. Dead or alive. Yeah. I hope you find a good pierced person at Walmart. I don't know if they do it there. I'm sure they probably do. I hope that they're top notch and you don't get an infection.
Yeah, because the person that's probably doing the piercing probably just got hired, what, last week? And this might be their first piercing. and she got hired last week. She took the class like 2 days ago. She was off for a day, and she comes in. Today's her first day. Let's knock this out.
Yeah, I know.
That's a whole complicated. That's a whole complex situation, man. Because I watched somebody get their lip pierced, and it was just like, yo, I ain't getting nothing pierced. I got an earring. I got my ear pierced once when I was younger, and that's it. I ain't getting nothing pierced, so I'm cool on all that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that either. I don't want to be pierced. I'm a piercer, not a piercee.
Exactly.
Now, of course, we come to part of the show where I got to talk about stupid people. I mean, not counting Miss Velveeta. There's a newlywed couple, right, out of Indianapolis who got into an argument. Newlyweds, right? It ended up with the wife getting pepper sprayed by the husband.
Okay.
I'm thinking that marriage is not going to work.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, he took the pepper spray that she used for her personal protection and, I guess, took it out her purse and was mad at her. Like, you know what? You're not going to be arguing with me like this. And
either that or he's just trying to establish control, like, real early in the marriage.
I'm gonna guess that it's probably not gonna work out for them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it'll end up like that couple in Canada. There's a couple in Canada who they went hunting together. Yeah. Well, as they were hunting, she thought he was a bear and shot him. Her husband, mind you. Yeah. Now, of course, logical people would not believe that. But we start talking logical people. Logical people would not go hunting with their spouse. Especially if you're not on loving terms, it wouldn't be a good idea. You know how women get, they get that flashback, and then bam. You look like a bear pile.
Yeah, and, you know, there's all kinds of excuses. You know, it was dark. You know, I heard a loud noise, and I just turned in that direction. You know, he didn't say anything. I said, "Who's there?" You know, yeah, and, you know, it was probably a flashback to something that she remembered of, you know, years ago that he, you know, she said, "I'll get you one day," and that day is the day that she got him.
I know, huh?
So, you know, who knows?
Ladies, we're joking. Yeah. Y'all know this, right? Ladies, we're joking.
I ain't going hunting with my wife.
And Black Steel is not going hunting with his wife because he believes in not harming animals and the environment. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, see? There it is.
hey, real quick, before we start ending the show, I just had to make a real quick comment. I don't know if you saw the comments that Terry Bradshaw made on Sunday about Ben Roethlisberger.
No, actually I didn't. What did he say?
He basically said that if he was the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he would have got rid of Ben Roethlisberger simply because this is not, like we talked about before, this wasn't the first time that this happened. And Bradshaw made a real good point when he said that, Ben Roethlisberger, you were reckless. It's not the first time that happened, and if I was the owner of the team, you would be gone. And he made a point that they got rid of Santonio Holmes because of the issues he had, you know, with substance. And he was like, look, I would have kept him because he didn't harm women and he didn't hurt nobody.
Right. Yeah, he smoked, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it some weed?
Yeah, exactly. It was just some weed.
Okay.
You know?
Right. He got traded for some weed. Once again, a man who harms women, who has a history of harming women, he got his suspension dropped.
And you think you were upset about that? It was a real good. The whole thing was nicely said, but it was like, look,
right.
You messed up, and you shouldn't be
right.
Where you're at. You know, he was like, yo, you should have got, 18-game suspension. They reduced
right.
it, and he just wasn't happy with the whole situation.
Right, and let me say, when I say dropped, it was dropped from 6 games to 4. But I've said that over and over again, that people, nobody, where are the women at to talk about a guy like this? There was a whole bunch of people that was out for Michael Vick over some dogs, but... Where are the women at over women? Are dogs more important than women? I keep asking the question, and I don't hear nothing. You know, every week, I haven't heard anybody going after Roethlisberger. Women. I remember the Michael Vick thing. It was every day. I had coworkers that would just spit on Michael Vick's name. Did you say Michael Vick? They is spitting. Michael Vick. But I guess that's, a dog is man's best friend, I guess, according to some people.
And I'm tired of seeing them take man's best friend into a restaurant.
I know, huh?
Don't sit well with me, but hey, that's just my friend's opinion.
It doesn't sit well with me either. But, hey, what can you say?
Yeah.
Some people just don't think in the terms that they should. I think it's very important that people look at. I'm going to keep saying it. Just like I'm going to keep saying, Woody Allen marrying his daughter, that's just nasty. It's just nasty.
Exactly.
I'm going to keep saying, I'm going to say it every month till somebody, like when they see him in New York Knicks games on TV, will say, that man's nasty. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my man Black Steel for coming on the show. I want to thank all the listeners. We love y'all. Thank my bloggers, even Miss Volvita Labiqua for the quote of the year. Thank you. Big Hugger, Black Steel, we out.
With peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.